Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
There was a feeling of sadness, fatigue, and quiet determination as a group of women filed out of the House of Delegates Thursday. Many had been holding vigil for hours leading up to the vote. 11-year-old Easton Weber had been there since 5 a.m.
I'm pretty frustrated because I've been working on this for 2 years.
Weber and others held out hopes a handful of Republicans would switch their position and support a full vote on the Equal Rights Amendment. But a lone member of the GOP, David Yancey of Newport News, wasn't enough. And in the end, the resolution died on a tied vote.
We didn't have those profiles encouraged today, so that is extremely disappointing. But we have a recorded vote.
Carol Matterar of Fredericksburg says the next step is to use that information when lawmakers are up for re-election. Andrea Weber of Powhatan agrees.
The fury and the energy that we have as activist women will just carry forward.
Remember in November became the repeated phrase as the women exited the statehouse. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.